Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Superintendent Mark Schneider about the recent Mid Prairie School Board meeting. So tell me about the sharing agreements that you approved.
We currently have a sharing agreement with Williamsburg to share a high school special ed teacher, and so the Mid Prairie School Board renewed that agreement. And then the board also approved a new agreement with Clear Creek Amana, basically to allow a homeschool assistance program student that we have to take German at the Clear Creek Amana High School. And in order to make that happen, we had to sign a sharing agreement. So it's my understanding we have a student in our homeschool assistance program who has taken German in the past and would like to continue to do that now that they're a member of our homeschool assistance program. And in order for that to make that happen, we had to sign that sharing agreement with Clear Creek Amana.
On the agenda lists school board vacancy at the end of the agenda. Is there currently a school board vacancy?
We knew going into the meeting that one of the current school board members is moving out of the district this coming week. Their children will remain going to school at Mid Prairie School District. They're not moving too far, but their new house is outside school district limits. And when all school board members have to live within the physical boundaries of the school district, so he's no longer eligible as soon as he moves to serve on the Mid Prairie School Board. So he did resign last night at the end of the meeting, and the board talked about what they will need to do in order to be able to fill that vacancy. A public notice will need to be placed in the local papers, and that public notice will say that it is the Mid Prairie School Board intention to appoint somebody to take this person's place, and it provides a time limit in order for the public to recommend names to the school board of possible persons to sit on the school board. Or it also lets the public know that if they would like a special election, they can petition a special election, again, by presenting a petition with a certain number of names on that petition within 14 days. So that public notice will be going in the local newspapers.
How long do you think it'll take to appoint a new school board member?
The board has 30 days from when the vacancy occurs to appoint a board member. If they don't appoint a board member within 30 days, then the board secretary automatically calls for a special election. I believe, based on last night's discussions, that the Mid Prairie School Board is planning on appointing a member at the July school board meeting, which I believe is July 11th. It's the second Monday in July.
Was there anything else that you discussed that you found particularly important?
The principal spent some time presenting the annual report to the school board. The annual report is student achievement data, other information that is made available not only to the school board members and to the public. So some time was spent presenting on the annual report.
One last thing I'd like to discuss, it actually is on both Keota and Mid Prairie's school board agendas, was the WCRF mini-grant resolutions.
Yes, the Washington County Riverboat Foundation once a year opens up the granting process for mini-grants. These are for projects costing less than $2,000, and they allow organizations to apply for these mini-grants. And there were two projects in the Keota School District and four projects in the Mid Prairie School District that either teachers or teacher groups have written grants totaling less than $2,000 that they intend to, submit to the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. And so in order to do that, they needed school board approval. And obviously, we're very appreciative of the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. They've been very generous to both the Keota School District and the Mid Prairie School District, and our students have benefited greatly from their generosity.
So do you know what projects they're going to pursue?
I know there is one at the high school that they're using to promote literacy in their science classes. Again, at Mid Prairie, I know there is one at Washington Township, actually two at Washington Township, that they'll be using to provide enrichment classes to students.
And you can present as many resolutions as you'd like, correct?
Right, but these are the only ones that will be submitted. I mean, one resolution covered all of those applications. There'll be four applications from Mid Prairie and two from Keota.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mark Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.